Okay. And how about the kind of tree that has a little round red fruit, about that big around?
Plum?
Yeah, and then there's another kind, too. I don't know if these grow here or not, but...
I know what it is, but it's got a kernel.
And it has a kernel in it, like a plum.
And people make pies out of these.
Yeah. Well, I can't call the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. What I had in mind was some cherry tree.
Well, that was not what I'm thinking about, but we don't grow cherries here as far as I know. These wild cherries. Bush that has little tiny berries in it, just little tiny black.
Can you eat them?
No, they're not poison or anything, but they're not fit to cook. They're most all seed, seed and skin.
Well, what are some other kind of berries?
Well, we have blackberries, dewberries, huckleberries, and briarberries.
What are briarberries?
Well, our blackberry or dewberry is these little early ones that's already been ripe. They just run on the ground, and they've already ripened. And blackberry, it goes up on a bush. It don't run. It's just a big old bush. As sticky as everything we have them all about. And they make good jelly. They make good pies. And people now are growing the blueberries. And selling them, you know. Oh, they're heap larger than what we used to pick around the branch. But
good.
To me, they're not any better. If it's good, I believe what we used to pick is better.
I've never had any wild ones, though.
Well, I think they're better than these that's cultivated. But they're having a lot of those around.
Well, now, what are some other kind of berries? Not necessarily that are grown locally, but just some other kind of berries.
Well, mulberries, we used to have a lot of those for the hogs to eat. And a lot of people would eat them, but I didn't ever because they had lice on them.
That's a good reason.
And they were black mulberries and white mulberries. And these wild plums that hogs eat, it's a beautiful thing. They're growing red but sour, oh boy. And then in the swamps, you know, these mayhaws and things like that that hogs eat. And the mayhaw is a... Well, it's a pretty berry about like that and smells just like the merest apples, but it is just as sour when you bite in it, but it makes delicious jelly.
And is it called what?
Mayhaws.
I have to ask my father about those.
He'll probably know. They grow in the swamps. You don't see them out on the hill.
Now, what about some berries that I cultivate to sell? A lot of times people make shortcake out of these.
Well, that's some berries, isn't it?
Yeah, but then there's another one, too, that's sort of a reddish color that grows on a little plant.
Strawberries?
And then there's another one that I'm pretty sure doesn't grow around here. These grow up in the mountains, and they look like blackberries, except that they're pink. These are raspberries. Are you familiar
with those? Probably so. Yeah, I've seen raspberries, but they don't, far as I know, don't grow around here. I think they grow out where my daughter lives. I think they do.
Now, what about some different kinds of things that grow in the woods, vines and things that'll make your skin break out if you touch them?
Well, there's an old vine we used to call a cowhitch vine, but I know that was not the name. And sumate, that's a bush, it's not a vine, but they say it's poison. And
does that make your skin break out?
It will. Some people, it never did bother me, but some people, you know, will get poison easier than others. I never was anybody to get poison, but I had a grandson that stayed here with me when he was little. I'm afraid he could get out anywhere and get poison off of anything. Poison oak, poison ash.